Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, everybody. We thank God this morning for waking us up, for allowing us to see this new day, the day that our Lord has made. And we are rejoicing. We are glad to be in this day. It is truly a day that no one else has ever been in this day. And today is Friday, October 1, 2021. It's the first day of this month of October. And no one has ever been in this day but our God. So we are just excited. It is a new month, and God has new and refreshed and exciting things installed for us this month of October. And we are excited that we are ready. We are ready to receive all what the Lord has installed for us on this month. And we are ready. We are ready to be led by His Spirit. We are ready for Him to order our steps, and we are ready to be obedient in the name of Jesus. So we are excited with what God is doing right here at this hour of power, prayer, praise, and deliverance, this circle of friends. So we're going to go before the Lord in prayer in agreement. As we pray, for one can put 1,000 to flight and two can put 10,000. And I know we are more than two here. We are more than three here. And we have the Holy Spirit on our side. We have God the Father on our side. And we have God the Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. The Trinity is on our side. And we know that greater is He who is in us than He who is against us. And we are more than conquerors. We are victorious in Him. For if God is before us, who can be against us? Who can fight us and win? If God is on our side, we know that the enemy might come to us in one way, but he will flee in seven ways. For greater is He who is in us than he who is in the world. In the name of Jesus. So we say good morning to you, Holy Spirit. Good morning to you, Father God. Good morning to you, Lord Jesus. God, three in one. The one who was, who is, and is to come. The one who does not change. We lift up our eyes unto the hills. We lift them up unto the mountains because we know that's where our help comes from. For our help comes from the Lord. Yes, the one who is the maker of heaven and earth. The one who do not allow our foot to be moved, the one who keeps us. He does not slumber. Yes, the one who keeps Israel. He neither slumber nor sleep. We thank you, Lord. We honor you this morning, for you are our keeper, Lord. You are the one who is our shade. You are our protector. Yes, you shine on us, Father. Even the sun cannot smite us by day. Even the moon cannot even bother us by night, because you keep us, you preserve us, Father. From all evil, you preserve us, Lord. You preserve our souls, Lord. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you this morning. We adore you. We reverence you, Father God, this morning. We appreciate you. You are such a good God. There is no any other God but you. You are the air that we breathe. You are the life that we live, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, we continue, Father, to decree and declare Psalm Psalm 91 this morning, that he that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Yes, in the mighty name of Jesus, we say, Father God, yes, with confidence and assurance that you are our Lord. You remain our refuge, Father. You are our fortress. You remain our God. Even on this month, Father, the 10th month of the year, it's only a few more months before the year ends. We still trust you, Father. We still depend on you, Father, because you do not change. Yes, you are the same yesterday, today, and forever. We thank you, Father God, for you are our shield. You are our God. You are our protector. In the mighty name of Jesus, we praise you, Father God, this morning. For you so loved us, Father God. You loved us that you sent your only begotten Son. Yes, that whosoever believe in him would not perish, but have everlasting life. We thank you for everlasting life. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Father God, because you are the vine and we are the branches. In the mighty name of Jesus, and your word reminds us that if any man remains in you, Lord, yes, he will bear fruit, and we want to bear fruit, Father. Not only fruit, but much, much fruit, because we know, Father God, that apart from you, we can do nothing. But if we remain with you, Father, we will have life, Father. We do not want to disconnect ourselves from you. We do not want to remove ourselves from you, because we know that if we disconnect ourselves, we will die. Yes, we will wither, we will dry out. And your word reminds us that when these dry branches, they will be picked up and be thrown into the fire. And we do not want to be thrown into the fire, Father. We do not want to be burned, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, we thank you, Father God. We honor you, Lord, that we remain in you, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, for you are such a good God. We exalt you this morning. We reverence you this morning, the Father. Yes, Abba, Father, our Heavenly Father. Yes, you are our everlasting Father. You are the Father to the fatherless, the one who defends those who cannot defend themselves. You are, yes, the one who defends even the widows, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord. We honor you, for you are Jehovah Jireh. You are the God, our provider, the one who provides for us, the one who supplies all our needs according to your riches in glory. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Jehovah Rapha. Yes, you are the Lord, our healer, the one who heals all manner of diseases, all manner of sicknesses. There is no sickness or disease that you cannot heal. We thank you, Father God. We honor you, Lord Jesus, for you were wounded for all our transgressions. Yes, you were bruised for all our iniquities, and the chastisement of our peace was upon you, Lord Jesus. So this morning, with confidence and assurance, yes, we say, by your stripes, Lord Jesus, we are healed. Yes, you are Jehovah Rapha. You heal all manner of sicknesses and diseases, whether they are emotional, whether they are physical, whether they are mental. You are our
healers. Oh, this morning we decree and declare life, abundant life. We rebuke this spirit of murder, this spirit of killing and taking out away other people's lives. We come against you, you spirit of jealousy and murder, you spirit of anger. We come against you in the mighty name of Jesus, and we release life, you spirit of suicide. Yes, that people have lost the desire of life, the desire of living. We come against you this morning in the mighty name of Jesus, and we decree and declare life, abundant life. Yes, we thank you, Father God, that you are the healer. You heal all those who are tormented mentally, whether by Alzheimer's or by dementia, or it can be schizophrenic or any kind of mental issues, Father. Anxiety, it can be stress, it can be nervousness, it can be depression, or even unforgiveness. We pray, Father God, because we know when you don't forgive, it ends up being bitterness, and bitterness ends up building resentment and anger and all these chronic diseases that come with it. So we come against you in the mighty name of Jesus, and we release life, abundant life, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, we praise you, Father God, this morning, for you are Jehovah Shammah. Yes, you are the Lord our God, the one who is always present. You said you will never leave us nor forsake us, Lord. Yes, in the mighty name of Jesus, we know you are always there. Even if we pass through the waters, yes, the waters of life, they will not sweep us away because you are there. Even if we pass through the rivers will not drown us. The rivers of life, anxiety and stress and all these storms of life, they will not drown us because you are with us, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, even the fires of life, Father, some are right in the midst of that fire of life. They are feeling it from all angles, right, front, and center. They are feeling it. But you are there. That's why even those who are around them, they wonder, why are you still smiling? Why are you still happy when you are going through this kind of storms of life, this kind of fires of life? But they are not even burning them because you are with us, Father. You are always present, that the fires will not scorch us. You are that hot man in that fiery furnace, Father. When Daniel and his friends were thrown in that fire and you showed up, yes, in the mighty name of Jesus, because you are always present. In the mighty name of Jesus, the Holy One of Israel, we praise you this morning. Yes, that you give us peace in the midst of all that storm, because you are Jehovah Shalom, the Lord our God, who is our peace, the peace that surpasses all understanding, even if the world does not understand it. But you are there, you are there, you are Jehovah. Yes, we thank you, Jehovah Nisse. You are the Lord, our banner. We lift up your banner this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. We exalt you, Father, this morning. We enter in your presence, Father, with thanksgiving. We enter in your presence with joy in our heart, for the joy of the Lord is our strength, in the mighty name of Jesus. So brothers and sisters, this morning, let us lift up our voices. If you can stand, if you can raise your hand, depending with where you are, let's just give God a praise. Let us just give God a shout out this morning, because he has allowed us to enter in this new month. This month, no one has ever been in this month but our God. And we are here. We are here this morning. It is not by might, This is not by power. This is not by any wisdom of ourselves. This is by His grace that we are here. Thank you, Lord. And it is not wake up, but we woke up this morning. We can hear. We have sound coming out of our mouth this morning.
Hallelujah, Lord.
Bless the Lord.
He bless us so happy.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Thank you. Shall I fear? None. I am not afraid. Yes, even if the wicked may advance and try to come and devour me, I am not afraid, because I know you are my God.
today is the third day of our fast and praying. We have been praying for the past couple of days, and today is day three. And if you have missed it, it's never too late. You can join us. And if you want to continue throughout the weekend, this is just a cooperative prayer and fasting together as a team together. But you can still pray and fast as you please, as the Holy Spirit leads you. And our focus on this prayer this month, or these past 2 days and today, we are focusing on seeking God for a change in our families, in the nation, and in the world. And that multitudes of people need God, but many have rejected him. And we know, because we see the evidence, even if you leave your house and just to walk, you know, a house or two in your neighborhood, or in the place where you live, and just go to the grocery stores, go to the mall or whatever, you can see that there is a multitude of people who need God. And there are some who are rejecting him. But we do not give up. We pray, as the Bible says, pray without ceasing. We pray and pray and pray and pray some more until we get results. So we continue praying for our families and the nation. And because we know that time is coming closer, yes, that our Lord and our Savior and our God, he is coming soon, and we are believing God for the deliverance of our family members. And we had two scriptures. We as we pray and fast, we are praying on two scriptures. The first one is in the book of Amos chapter 5, verses 12 through 15, and it reads, "For I know your manifold transgressions and your mighty sins. They afflict the just. They take a bribe, and they turn aside the poor in the gate from their right. Therefore, the prudent shall keep silent in that time, for it is an evil time. Seek God and not evil, that ye may live, and so the Lord, the God of hosts, shall be with you, as he has spoken. Hate the evil, and love the good, and establish judgment in the gate. It may be that the Lord God of hosts will be gracious unto the remnant of Joseph." And then the second scripture is from the book of John 14, verses 6 through 7, 6 and 7. "And Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. If you had known me, you should have known my Father also, and from henceforth you know him and have seen him." And this is Jesus. And I just thank God for his word. And I know these past 2 weeks have been hectic for me, you know, work-wise, and it's the end of our physical year. Thank God today is like a new year for us. So happy new year. And to those who know what I'm talking about, this is like a new year. So it has been a very busy, busy week. And I know yesterday I worked until after 7 at night. So I put in, more than 12 hours. But it is well, it is well. I did miss, try to listen and work throughout the week. But I do know that our God, he always delivers. He is always there, and I know it has been a very good week, because with the small portions, or you know, here and there where I listened or managed to listen, I got something out of it. So I do believe that you had a spirit-filled, a very rich week, because our God does not take us backwards. He always takes us forward. He does not take us backwards, for we move from glory to glory. So I do know it has been a very fruitful, spirit-filled, awesome week. So when I got this scripture and I went ahead and read the whole chapter of John chapter 14, and I noticed that before Jesus said these words on verses 6 and 7 at the beginning of the chapter, Jesus was comforted his disciples. And he reminded them, the first verse on chapter 14, verse 1, he actually started by saying, do not let your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. So he is assuring them, he is comforting them. And we know that's the status of our world today. Their hearts are troubled. This world is being troubled. The nation is troubled. The world as is. I mean, look at the Middle East. Look at the African countries. Look at even the European countries. You come to the South American countries. Everywhere you turn your head is troubled. The Asian countries, everything is troublesome. And Jesus started by comforting his disciples and said, do not let your heart be troubled. This is the good news. This is the message we have. We are to take out there to our families, to take out there to our neighbors, to take out there in our nation and the world as a whole, wherever opportunity presents itself. That's the good news. Do not let your heart be troubled, because people are troubled in their hearts. The nation is troubled in their hearts. Like last night, sitting on the TV, like, you know, dozing, I was ready to go to sleep, but I didn't know whether I'm going to go to work today or not, because our government was getting ready to shut down by midnight last night. If government was to be shut down, and as soon before I went to bed, my phone started buzzing, and messages, I bet all our upper management was sitting on, you know, waiting for the message, and they said, oh, the Congress has passed that to extend our government to the 3rd of November. So they bought us time. I didn't know whether I'm going to be at work today. But you see how troublesome the world is. That's the status of our nation today, that it is troubled. But Jesus, comforted his disciples. He comforts us, and we in return comfort the world. It just reminds me of my time traveling as evangelizing in the streets and pitching tents and preaching in the tents, and the good news we spread all the time is to let people know that in this troublesome they have in their hearts, in this way they are living, there is a Savior. There is a God who is able to lift those burdens for them. And Jesus said, if you believe in me, believe in God and also in me. And there is hope, because in my Father's house, there are many rooms, there are many mansions. If it wasn't so, I would have told you. I would have told you. And he is the way, the truth, and the life. That's the good news we take to the world. So before he gets to tell them that Jesus is the way to the Father, he had recognized that their hearts are troubled. So you and I,
have recognized that our family members, our neighbors, our nation, the world as is, it's not stable, it's troubled. And we have the good news. And when we skip before we get to verse 6 and 7, on verse 5, Thomas had a question, and that's the question the world has. And then he questioned, Thomas asked it, oh, Lord Jesus, because Jesus told them that he is the way, the truth, and the life. And, you know, before he told them that he is the way, the truth, and the life, he said to believe in him. And because you also believe in God. And he said in his father's house there are many mansions, and he's going to go away and prepare a place. I am just paraphrasing here. And that he will come back and take them, so that where he is, they themselves will be. And then on verse 5 now, that's when Thomas asked him and said, Lord, we do not know where you are going, so how can we know the way? So he was doubting. This man who was with Jesus, you know, he was Jesus' disciple. He was following Jesus. This is towards the end of Jesus' life. He's heading towards the time where he will be crucified. If you read on on chapter 13 of this book in John, that Jesus had just washed their feet. Jesus, they had the supper with him, and he had washed their feet. But he still doesn't understand. He still doesn't know the way yet. So just imagine our family members. They are still thinking in sin. They are still blind. They still don't understand. So let us be kind, and let us be gentle and explain to them in a gentle way. Jesus didn't condemn Thomas, and probably Thomas is the only one who said it out loud. Some of the disciples also were confused and lost and didn't understand, probably. But Thomas is the one who said it out loud. And Jesus was so gentle and loving to him. That's what takes us to the scripture we had, verses 6 and 7. And this is how Jesus answered him. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And no one comes to the Father except through me. So Jesus is saying there are no shortcuts. All those shortcuts and pure positive thinking and positive saying or statements and quotes, they are good, but they are not the way. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And he said, no one comes to the Father except through me. That's the message. That's the good news we tell our family members. That's the good news we tell our neighbors. This is the good news the world needs. This is the good news our nation needs, that Jesus, he is the way, the truth, and the life. And no one comes to the Father except through him. If you really know me, Jesus said, you will know my Father as well. You will know him. From now on, you do not know him and have seen him. So he's saying to them, I have been with you all this time. So that shows us the favor and the love of Christ, the understanding of the things of God is not by how many years you have been saved or how many years you have been going to church. You might have clocked in 30 years. You might have clocked in 40 years. And some, they say, the rest of their lives, they've been serving, they've been going to church. It's more than going to church. It's knowing Jesus, that he is the way, the truth, and the life. And I will tell you, my brothers and sisters, as we approach our family members, as we approach our loved ones, our neighbors, some of them will tell us that they were baptized as babies. They were brought up in Christian household. Their grandmother was a missionary. Their mother was an evangelist. Their sister, their brother, their father was this and that. But this is not the answer. The answer is the personal relations. That's where we need to lead them to Jesus, to lead them to salvation, to heaven, understanding that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And no one comes to the Father. He's the way, the truth, and the life. And when you go down on verse 12, he says, verily, verily, very truly, I tell you, whoever believes in me will do the works I have taught you, the works I have assigned you. And we know the Great Commission, our number one job is to win souls, is to win souls for the kingdom. So even though we are in day one of October, we have 3 months left, we are still believing God for a bumper harvest of souls. We never stop. We are still witnessing. We are still telling people that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. He never stopped loving us, and it has not changed. And even if you continue reading on this chapter, at the end of the chapter, Jesus promised the disciples, he talked about the Holy Spirit, because he said he will never leave us as orphans. He will never leave us alone without, without, you know, as orphans. But he will leave us. He will send his Holy Spirit. Yes, the one who comforts us, the one who teaches us the hidden things of God. So this is a good read for you this weekend. You can read this whole book, this whole chapter of John 14, and it will start with Jesus comforting his disciples, and it will go further that Jesus is the way to the Father. There are no shortcuts. There are no neighborhoods, you know, trail lines where you can cut through. You have to go through Jesus. And at the end of the chapter, he concludes promising that there is a Holy Spirit. He is not going to leave us alone, but he will send us the Comforter, who is the Holy Spirit. But my message for you, my brother, my sister, this morning, let us tell the world that Jesus, he is the way, the truth, and the life. Yes, we can tell them our testimony. We don't have to create things. We don't have to make up stories, but we just tell them the truth, that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And I'm just reminded of another story in the Bible, in the book of Acts, Acts chapter 1. If you go read the book of Acts, that can, you can write that down, and that can be another good read for you this weekend or anytime soon. It talks about the convention where Paul, well, he was Saul at the time when he was on his way to Damascus, when he was converted to become, when he met with Jesus on his way to Damascus. So we have our family members, we have the nation, our neighborhood is on its way to Damascus, on its way to destruction right now. And as they are right at the verge of encountering with Jesus and meeting their Lord. And we need to be ready. We need to be ready. You know, I also am just thinking yesterday when I left in the afternoon, I had to take my car for service, and as I was driving, there was this big truck. It's a gas truck. It was going to the gas station
to offload some gas or whatever. That's what I thought. I mean, I don't know for a fact, but I know for, I mean, I don't know for sure, but I know for a fact because it's a gas cart, the big tank, and it was trying to make a turn to go there because it's so big, it needs space for this big, what, 8-10 wheeler. It's really big for it to make a turn to go. So what happened is it, the driver put his indicators, and there were cars that were right beside him, but he couldn't make a turn because his turns are wide and he needed the space. So if the light turned green, the few cars, I think there were about 3 cars in front, they had to move. They drove off, and everybody, I was at the back, everybody, the 2 cars in front of me, they waited to give him room, to give him space so that he can make a safe turn. Otherwise, he couldn't make a turn like we do with smaller cars, but he had to make a wide turn and then get it at the gas station. So why am I telling you this story? It's because there are times we have to give people space, allow them space. We share the gospel. We planted the seed. We shared the word, and we give them the space so that they can make that encounter, so that they can make that shift, so they can change, so that that word becomes life. The good part with the word of God is it does not go bad. It doesn't expire. It's a seed planted, and it will always give growth. It will always come to become a fruit. You can look at your life. I don't know about you. Maybe you were, somebody told you about Jesus the first time, and you receive it, and you... Excuse me, and you were saved right away and you started walking right with Christ. Praise God for that. But I know myself and many other people, I have heard testimony after testimony that their mother, their grandmother prayed for them for years and years and years, and they had people sharing the good news with them for years and years, but they kept on going the other way until that day when they had to make that turn. The people gave them the space to make the turn. Why am I saying this? Because we had all been consistent this throughout this year, praying for deliverance, for healing, for salvation of our family members. And I know salvation is right at the corner. So let us not give up. Let us just stand on the terrace, stand on the side, and just keep on praying, keep on believing, and giving them the space to make a turn, to turn their hearts to God, to return to their Savior, who is our God. So I am so excited with what God is doing and for His word. I know we are at the top of the hour, and we're going to open up the line. And if you have a prayer request, a praise, then we're going to make it really short because we are at the top of the hour. And the lines are open, and we're going to acknowledge who is here. Even with your praise, you don't have to say it long, but really short. We are at the top of the hour. So the lines are open. We're going to see who is here. And if you have a prayer request, a praise report, the lines are open in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Good morning, Lois. And I have praise report because, as you know, I've been asking for prayer for my hand. And when I went to the doctor, he told me I had severe copper tone. And he was booked up until November. God gave me favor when he told me that I could have it. You know, yesterday I did have it, so he scheduled me. And my hand is doing good, and I asked for prayer, you know, for my surgery not to be in vain, that it continue, and I have 100% or almost 100% of my hand back to normal. And I just ask a prayer for April and Alan. April to be granted Alan next week once again. And I know Alan, he's 13, that he's going through a lot, that God ease his little mind. Thank you.
Amen. Any other?
Yes.
Good morning,
Linda. I'm listening. Thank you for today's message. And once again, thanks for everything.
Good morning. This is Marie. Thank you for the word. And everybody have a blessed, peaceful weekend.
Good morning. This is Sister Mary, and I'm just so glad to be in the midst of God's people and to hear the voices this morning. And the word was wonderful. Thank you. God bless each of you.
Good morning. This is Teresa. Good morning, everyone. I'm listening.
Share this, keep in prayer. Thank you. Amen.
Apostle, what's you with the prayer?
Yes. Yes, prayer. You sent me the prayer?
Are we praying for what you said?
Yes. Yes. A number of people need apartments and jobs. I need apartments in the house market is so high, so most of the people, they can't afford the move. So we need God to open up a door. They don't have enough money. Even the place that has goes by, they fix income. The people there that reduce it, the people there look for them all week long, they are not coming into work or they're going home early, and the prices are just outrageous. Everything's about $800-$900 easy, and they can't afford it. We need prayer for that.
Thank you.
And my body's just speaking up here. I have a pain in the neck. I don't know where it comes from, but it's aggravating. I thank everyone for the prayer yesterday because that rain was terrible. I experienced with that, and after the prayer, it cleared up even before we got out of my end. Thank you for the prayer. Amen.
Mm-hmm. And I ask prayer just to continue praying for my family and for my children, just to be focused and, just to love the Lord and choose God regardless and be able to choose God and be led by the Bible says, my sheep hear my voice and the voice of a stranger they will not follow. So they will follow the voice of the Lord. If we do not have any, we just thank God for each and every one of you and for this prayer request, and that you have a wonderful weekend. I am going to leave the time to Pastor Darlene, and she will pray for this request and close us up for the day. In Jesus' name, amen. Pastor Darlene.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise
the
name. Bless you this morning because you are so great. You're great and greatly to be praised. My God, you're the awesome God of the universe. You're the all-coming King. The King of our glory has come in. The King strong and mighty. Lord, we just thank you so much because you forgive us each and every day, Lord. As we come, we know we must die daily to sin. Lord, we appreciate the fact that Jesus continues to sit at the right hand of the throne of God and he intercedes on our behalf. So we thank you for that today. Thank you for the unity here at Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries. And Lord, we are thanking you that we are forgiven. Thank you, Lord, for the time of fasting. Thank you for the word this morning, oh God. We know that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the light. So we thank you, Lord, today that we continue to follow after you, oh God. Follow after the holiness and righteousness so that we will have the peace and the joy in the Holy Ghost, oh God. So, Lord, we thank you so much, first of all, for Lois and how you blessed her with her surgery yesterday. And we believe, oh God, that as she continues to go through these days, oh God, that she will be completely healed, oh God, that you would restore her wrist, oh God, wherever they cut her, Lord, that she would just be blessed, oh God, and will just be healed absolutely well, oh God, because you said, I am the Lord that healeth thee. So we thank you for the healing, oh God. And, Lord, we do pray for April, oh God, goes back to court, Father. We pray, Lord, that you give her favor, Lord, favor with God and with man, so that she will be able to keep Alan, oh God, in her care, Lord. We bind up every interfering demon, every demonic spirit that would try to interfere in the life of this boy, oh God, that this boy will be blessed and that you give him comfort for his mind, oh God. Let him be at peace, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We know sometimes children can be overwhelmed by what is going on in their lives, not only the children, Lord, but even grown-ups, Lord. So we pray for peace with this family in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, we do pray for Apostle Horsley. Continue to heal this body, oh God. Continue to take away the pain, Lord. If there's swelling, remove that, Father. Whatever is causing the pain in this body, oh God, we know that you can destroy it, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we just believe for the healing. You said, I am the Lord that healeth thee, O God, and we believe for the healing for Apostle Horsley in the name of Jesus and all those who are out there looking for homes, O God, and a place to stay, God. We ask you, Lord, to give them favor, lead them to the right place, O God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Help them to know where to go, O God, and to be ready, O God, and be able to move to the new place that you provide for them, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, you can make a way out of no way, O God. In the name of Jesus, my God, hallelujah, we praise you today, oh God. We pray, God, today for Pastor Scholastica's family, oh God, her children, that they will be focused, oh God, and that's for all of our children, all of our family members, oh God, that they will be and do what is right in your sight, oh God, that they will know the truth, and the truth will make them free, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we pray that each and every family member, oh God, connected to each one on this prayer line, oh God, that includes Pastor Scholastica, Darlene, and Sister Gladys, oh God, Sister Yvonne, oh God, Sister Marie, Lord, Sister Lois, Lord, we thank you for Sister Mary, oh God, Sister Glenda, Lord, Sister Charlotte, God, Apostle Horsley, Sister Teresa, Sister Linda, oh God, we thank you, Lord, today for Sister Tanya, Father. We pray, God, today for Sister Chris, Lord, Sister Sheila, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, that you continue to bless each and every family member and continue to help us to be where we need to be in you, God, that we will not be distracted by what's going on in this world that we live in, oh God, but we will trust and depend on you because you are a faithful God. Great is your faithfulness, Lord, and morning by morning, new mercies we see, God, you change not, you fail not. Great is your mercy unto us today, Lord. So we thank you, Father, today that you are blessing each and every one of us, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you. We say hallelujah and amen. And Father, as we're leaving today, I decree that every evil and wicked word that has been spoken against us shall be rejected. We reject it and send it back to the sender because we are overcomers by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. We thank you and decree this morning, oh God, that we are blessed and cannot be cursed. We walk by faith and not by sight. We live in the spirit of righteousness and holiness. In you, God, we live and move and have our being. It's in the name of Jesus we thank you, Father. We praise you. We say hallelujah and amen. And as we go, let us remember we are workers together with the Lord, and he is making our feet like hind feet. He helped us to walk upon those high places, and we are continuing to be where God would have us to be in Jesus. Amen. I love each and every one of you, and I pray that each one will just continue to love me back, love each other, love your family, and we know that God will do the work that we are believing him to do. Amen. Go in peace.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We're so grateful for each and every one who has joined us today. There may be somebody out there who has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved. As you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, if you will repeat after me, Dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth I believe in my heart that Jesus died, was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. We thank God for each and every one who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. What I suggest is that you find a good Bible-teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love, so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. If you desire to send a donation, an offering, anything that will support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries. The address is 2473 Wood Valley Drive. The street is WOOD, second word is VALLEY, that's 2473 Wood Valley Drive in the city of East Point, Georgia, zip code 30344. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log into blogtalk.com. Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278-961-pound. Select the pound sign to listen to the current session, and if you want to listen to a previous section, please call me or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life, and you live in continuous abundance. I decree that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and the blessings of the Lord will continue to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.